Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings. If you have a question you'd like addressed in the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website, on our blog at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to have special guest Stephen Schultz, our legal expert that comes on the show. We're going to be talking about fireworks liability and, you know, some of the injuries that have happened recently. And we're also going to be talking about amusement park and water park liability. And then later in the show, we're going to be visiting with Debbie Smith, who's the homeownership director for a local down payment assistance organization. So next, I want to give a big announcement. We have a free event for anybody listening in St. Charles County. Mark this event on your calendar. We have on Saturday, August 8th from 2 to 5 p.m., Team Weber launch party. Okay, this is going to be Christy Weber from RE/MAX Edge, who's been on the show before, is having the official launch of her team, and she's having a free family event at Laurel Park in St. Peter. So if you're in St. Charles County, definitely mark this in your calendar. It's going to be exciting. Laurel Park, I have the address, is going to be on our website. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, there'll be a link on there for the event, and they're going to have a live band. They're going to have snow cone truck, caricatures, door prizes, all kinds of crazy things. You also can register for the event at teamweber.eventbrite.com, and I'll put that link on my website too, on DougHaldeman.com, so you can link to this thing. Exciting event. I'm really, really excited for Team Weber. Their team has done extremely well this year, and this launch party for them is going to be an absolute blast. Once again, it's Saturday, August 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. And speaking of free events, the Greek debt crisis is trying to turn into a free event here. Greece is trying to wiggle their way out of the debt that they've racked up. They have $320 billion in debt, so that's money they borrowed, which is now 177% of the country's gross domestic product. And we've been reporting on this on the show because it's just sending shockwaves through the financial markets around the world. And we've watched the stock market, even in the U.S., has been extremely volatile this week as things have gone up and down in all these negotiations. So last week, the Greeks voted on the referendum to basically reject the proposal by the Euro, okay, by the Eurobank. And you know, what's funny about it is, so the Greek people overwhelmingly vote no to reject this because the austerity measures that they were pushing the Greeks to do were way too strict, and they didn't feel like they could do it. So they had to come back with their own proposal with an attempt to stay in the Eurozone. And here's the funny thing about this is the proposal they brought back to the table was almost identical to what was asked of them in the first place that they rejected. I mean, they're going to give, you know, the tax rise on shipping companies, they're unifying their VAT rates, they're phasing out solidarity grants. You know, they're basically doing a bunch of different spending cuts, which they should have done a long time ago when you're at 177%, your debt is 177% of your gross domestic product. They've already written down half of the debt back in 2011. Okay, they've received over $200 billion at this point in bailout funds. Their gross domestic product has fallen 25% since 2010. Unemployment in Greece right now is at 26%. Okay, their country is in deep, deep financial trouble, and it all results from out of control spending. Okay, they weren't wise, and this is a warning to all of us. It's a warning to the U.S. on how we spend our money too, because, you know, we've overspent as a country, and we could be in the same position. Okay, and Greece just doesn't have the maneuverability of what the U.S. has. So, yeah, Alexis Tsipras is their prime minister, and yeah, I think he is not doing a good job of representing their company. All their banks right now are still only allowing 60 euros per day as a daily limit. So $66 a day is all that people can get out of the banks in Greece. It's definitely tragic. It's forcing interest rates in our country to rise because of how they're mismanaging things there. And what that does is it means that now is a great time to buy a house, because even though rates are rising, they may rise much further. So you better buy that house now and be able to secure a low interest rate while they still exist, because our rates could go up significantly. So coming up on July 4th, a lot of us heard about the guy that shot off the mortar from his head and blew his head off. Okay, what if this happened on your property? Well, we're going to have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm, who's our legal expert on the show, come on to let us know what our liability is if something like that happened in your yard. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.